This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Don't teach a man to fish and you feed yourself. He's a grown man. Fishing's not that hard.
Hey, joyriders. Welcome to a brand new joyride. This week on The Masculine Journey, the guys discuss nuggets. Now, these aren't chicken nuggets we're talking about, neither gold nuggets, not even McNuggets, but life nuggets. You know, the things like advice received, lessons learned, or things they've heard or seen that have motivated them to make positive changes in their lives. You know, I've had a few people give me advice over the years. Do I remember most of it? Nope. You see, I have what the doctors call hard-headedy. It's a condition where most sound advice goes in one ear and out the other. But there are some things I've heard in my life that did manage to stick with me. Like from this song that came out in 1999, it's all about advice. And I learned, unfortunately not soon enough, how important being close to family and friends really is, because tomorrow's not promised for anyone.
Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young.
Lastly, advice on marriage. Whoever said marriage is tough should get a gold star. But marriage is also very rewarding. Now, I've only been married for 11 years, but I will say this. When you marry a wonderful woman who loves and fears the Lord, you're not doing too bad. And she will be instrumental in helping you get through the tough time.
We've been married 46 years. We've seen the lows and we've seen the highs.
What day was the high?
You're newlyweds. You're in love. God bless you. You know nothing. And you too. You're always fighting. And the reason you get so upset is because you think there's something wrong with that. Look at us. This is experience. This is wisdom. I'm going to give you the secret now. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be anger. Don't fight it. Accept it. You love him. You hate him. He disgusts you. Look how he eats. You keep your head down and you plow through.
Amen.
I remember a lot of the way that I parented when I first was a parent was, I'm not going to do what my dad did.
Yeah.
Right? My motivation was to not be like my dad. Because my dad wasn't a bad person, but there was a lot of wounding there from him. But, you know, and he passed away many, many years before I became a parent. But as I've spent time, my mom was still alive for a while and would answer questions as I'd ask her stuff about my dad. And one of my older sisters is still alive, or two of my older sisters, but one that was my dad's daughter. And she shared a lot about his life. And as I've learned more, like the boys did with Frank here, I learned, wow, my dad really did the best that he could do with what he had. You know, and you start to have grace.
Yep.
Right? You start to have understanding. You know, and then you look back and go, wow, I really wasn't a good parent at times, you know, and hopefully my kids will find that grace, you know, that they'll understand, you know, and the great thing about these boot camps is, you know, my boys have been coming to a lot of them and they've learned some of Dad's story, you know, and because you get up and you share some of your story, not that I would sit and do that around the dinner table or anything, but, you know, they learn part of that. And I think that it does start to give them context. It gives them perspective.
It does.
And they can say, oh, there was a lot more going on there. You know, I've learned a lot of things about my mom after she's passed away that really helps me understand how she was the way she was. And things that I thought may have been a weakness, I look at as an incredible strength when you know the rest of the story.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it's really cool. That's a great clip, you know, because you do get perspective.
You do.
Right? And you realize that the people had life before you. And, you know, we get so focused on what happened to us, as we should.
Yep.
You know, but then we also have to have the grace to say, okay, let me have compassion for those that came in front of me.
Yep.
You know, I was just going to say that the beauty of understanding the value of wounding is if you're like me, things are happening to you almost every day of your life that create all this negativity in you. And you begin to run what I call scripts. You can call them whatever you want to call them. But all of a sudden in your mind are running all the reasons you need to justify yourself in this particular situation or all these things that you're, right? And mm-hmm. and you probably have all kinds of things in your life right now. And your mind is just running that stuff.
Yep.
God, there's nothing in God that is negative. And so if I'm running anything like that negative in mind, what do I know? It's time to, the check engine light is flashing. Robbie, 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 Robbie. This isn't from me. It's not from me. It's not from me. Let me push into that, right? And clips like that are an invitation from my standpoint to what is driving these scripts in my mind? What happened to me in the past? And I was just there this morning, actually, because I'm looking for God to give me some interpretation of that. And I sat there and ran scripts for about an hour and a half, really. And all the time going, God, I know this is horrible, but I can't stop it.
Yeah.
Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. Help me, help me, help me, help me. You know, and it was like all of a sudden, he just speaks to me, Robbie, go look at 1 Peter. Just go look at 1 Peter, right? And I didn't get 3 words into 1 Peter. And he hit me right between the eyes, like with exactly what was going on. And it had to do with a wounding that I'd completely forgotten about when I was selling turquoise jewelry in New Mexico in the 70s, right? And so, but oh, it was such a bad wound. And so connected to what had happened recently, that like, what a value it is that you can go back in there, you can forgive people that really hurt you, you can have grace for the people who had, you can find the agreements that you made inside of that, which we've talked about agreements, I don't know how many times on this on this show, where I've made some agreement that I'm never going to do this again, I'm never going to, oh my goodness, the healing that's available if you understand the process, and what God has been trying to flash that check engine light in your mind, saying, you're running scripts, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
The check engine light's kind of fresh for me. Thank you, there, Robbie. Every time you say that, it's just like,
Sam, are you running scripts?
I'm running a few of them right now. Actually, I gotta just like dig into those.
So, from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.